You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, Joshua talks about where's your focus? Your focus of attention. What are you exploring? What are you looking at? Are you looking at the positives or the negatives? Are you looking at the problems to fix? Are you looking at how great everything is, what you appreciate, what you're grateful for, all that stuff? This is really important because where you place your attention is going to create what comes next. And if you're focusing on wrong and bad and problems and things you don't like and things you wish you had and things you're lacking and all that stuff, you're going to be exploring more of that. If you change your whole perspective, your whole approach to life, and you say, what is perfect in my life? What's working really well? What are all the good things that's going on in my life now? If you're looking at stuff in that moment, what's good in your life right now, then you'll attract more of that. And this is really how you change your life and how you switch from the old approach to the new approach. The new approach is all full of wonder and excitement and interest and curiosity and fun and all those positive emotions because you've changed how you're perceiving reality, and now your reality reflects that change. It takes a little bit of time. In fact, really, the boot camp was created to help people move from the old approach of life to the new approach. Everyone who enters the boot camp comes in focused in a way that is not working. And just 8 weeks of intense work and homework and spiritual practice and all that stuff shifts your entire perception of reality from the old approach to the new approach. And after that, you take another boot camp, and then that shifts it more and more and more. And then you start getting clarity. You start seeing how manifestation events are starting to fade away. You start to feel much better. You get in alignment more often. You receive inspiration. You're able to push past fear and act on the inspiration. And then boom, everything happens. Well, we're about to start the last boot camp we're ever going to do for new people. This will be boot camp 14. It's going to start sometime in March. Really, this is your... there will be other programs that Joshua will have, but this is the last time that you'll be able to get into this boot camp. Now, the boot camp will continue after this for people who are already in, because that's really part of the boot camp. Once you're in for life. And probably they'll be able to refer their friends, because most people coming into the boot camp are referred by other people. But this will be your chance. So if you want to talk to me about the boot camp, there's only one way you can do it. Send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and we'll schedule a Zoom call. It's a really fun call. It lasts about half an hour, and I'll explain all the details of the bootcamp to you. Also, if you'd like more information about Joshua, visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. There's a Joshua documentary on the website, plus on YouTube. And we have another podcast called The Law of Attraction Roundtable. Right now, we're reading Joshua's first book, A Perception of Reality, and then getting together and talking about what we just read. So that's pretty interesting. So that's called The Law of Attraction Roundtable. Please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. We'd really appreciate it. All right, get set for another amazing episode of Joshua Live. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome.
We are really thrilled to be here. You should see where we are. You should see where we are right now. You should see the place we're in, the sun shining, the calm ocean, the people enjoying themselves all over, the beautiful scenery everywhere. You should see where we are. But where we are is where you are at all times. We are always looking at the brilliance of wherever you are. We can see it. We can see the perfection. There are no mistakes. There's nothing wrong going on. Everything is working out perfectly. Wherever you are in your life, it's perfect for you. Wherever you are, whether you're on this call now or you're listening at a later date, wherever you are is perfect for where you are. But what are you looking at? Are you looking at the flaws? Are you looking at the imperfections? Are you looking at the problems? Are you looking at the lack? Are you looking at the things that make you annoyed, go crazy, upset? Are you wishing everything was different or some things were different? Are you wishing some things would remain the same? You see, where you are in this moment is perfect. It's always been perfect in every moment, and it's always been the moment. It's never been the past or the future. It's always been the moment. In that moment, everything is perfect because it's a perfect reflection of your vibration, who you've been being, your momentum, showing you what you're thinking. What you're thinking is produced in your reality. Everything's perfect. What you're thinking is, oh, I need that to be different, or I really appreciate that, or I wish this person was just a little bit different than they are, or I appreciate them exactly as they are in this moment, or I wish I could change something about myself, or I'm perfect for everything I need to do in this moment. Nothing has to be different. Nothing has to be different ever. Everything can be what it is in every moment. Look at your body. Your body is the perfect vehicle for you to explore your reality. Would you like it to be different? Well, if so, you're pretending there's an ideal out there that if you could match that ideal, you'd feel better. And we say absolutely not. If you could feel better, then your body would be the perfect vehicle to provide you amplification or movement in your reality to do what you came here to do. And so it's always that. Now, imagine that you broke your leg and you couldn't move around. You were stuck in bed because you couldn't get on that leg. And you would say, if only the leg wasn't broken, then I could do all these things that I want to do. And yet you're not doing all the things you want to do anyway, because even when the leg's not broken, you're still not pushing past fear. You're still being limited. You're still not doing what you could do. You're just using now this broken leg as your excuse. Well, what's your excuse otherwise? What's your excuse for not doing, being, having everything you truly want? There is some excuse, and that excuse is always based in limiting beliefs. Always, 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 always. When you can see that everything is perfect in this moment and that you know that everything's working out and that you could see that in future moments could come the possibility of something more interesting, more exciting, more luxurious, more whatever you want, well then, what's the difference between where you are now and this idea that you have of a future that's better than where you are now? Well, it's simply that you would have a different set of beliefs. And how do you change those beliefs? Well, you do a few things. You notice manifestation events when you're resisting something that is right now and you're feeling a bit angry or annoyed or upset about something. Well, you're pointing out, or that manifestation event is pointing out a limiting belief. If you process that limiting belief, you do part of the process. But that processing of limiting beliefs is only there to reduce fear. Reduce the fear that will come when you're inspired to action. And so do you see how the whole system works? You have a desire. You aren't aligned with that desire. So that desire does not exist. You're focused on the lack of that thing you think you want. So you're exploring the lack of it. You get tons of opportunities through manifestation events to show you the beliefs that are limiting you from moving forward. You start to see things as better. You start to get into your alignment, and then you receive inspiration all day long. If you were aligned all day long, you would have a flow of inspiring ideas all day long, all day long, all day long, all day long, all day long. You notice some of the ideas, you act on some of the ideas, you will also feel fear. If you've done your work to process the limiting beliefs in those areas, you'll be able to push past that fear, take action, and the action will expand you to a new place where you are closer and closer and closer to the culmination or the manifestation of your desire. It's a very simple system. So what is really happening here? Well, you're being led, guided, eased into a new belief system. With that new belief system, you have less limitations. With the less limitations, you're now living less in the illusion of separation, the illusion of imperfection, the illusion of wrong, the illusion of bad, the illusion of the unwanted, the illusion that it's not perfect. And then you move into a reality. Well, what's the reality? The reality is it is perfect. And so can you see that all that's ever happening by all the desires that you manifest, all the limiting beliefs that you process, all the action that you take, you're moving from the illusion to clarity. From the illusion to clarity. When you see everything's perfect, then everything becomes perfect. Doesn't that now make sense? And then you will not accept anything imperfect because nothing imperfect could actually happen. Because you wouldn't accept it as imperfect. You would see the perfection. Therefore, there'd be no imperfection. Therefore, you would see through the illusion. And so as you're moving along this process, going from the illusion to the reality, from the fear to the love, from the limitation to the limitlessness nature of who you are, from the knowing of your unworthiness to the knowing of your worthiness, from the perception of you as a victim to the absolute truth of you as the creator, all you're doing is engaging in the system. Uncovering limiting beliefs, receiving inspiration, noticing the fear, pushing past the fear, taking action, moving to an expanded area in joy, and getting a bit more clarity so that you can do it again and 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 again. Until when? Well, you could say until life looks nice, until I manifest the lover, I manifest the money, I manifest the house, I manifest the job, I manifest this, I manifest this. Or it could be beyond that. Maybe it's to you see yourself as more worthy. You start accepting people in your life. You start creating better relations. You start connecting more. You start having more fun. Your life starts becoming joyous and easy and exhilarating to you. Well, what's after that? Well, then you start to realize that, hold on here. There's more going on than even I could begin to imagine. I'm more than I can begin to imagine. Everyone else is more than I can begin to imagine. And so you start to see the divinity in yourself and the divinity in them. So right now you're looking at strangers and you say, that's a stranger. And that person is just an average person. Or that's a friend and that's just, I happened to meet that friend, or that's my spouse. And we sort of met in this weird way and we got together and it could have been anyone, but that's my spouse. And then you sort of say, hold on, that's source there. And you say to yourself, I'm not just an average, ordinary person, I'm source. And then you begin to awaken to the truth of who you are, the truth of who everyone else is, and the truth of this reality. That this reality is, in and of itself, everything that you ever wanted. It is the culmination of every desire you've ever had at any point in your entire existence. It's coming true. You're seeing the truth. The truth is you are an eternal, limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. That's who you are. And when you realize that, you've awakened. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
Yeah. Well, I have this question. I'm writing a book. And so that's pushing past a lot of fear.
Yes.
Huh? That's positive. And it makes me focus. And now I wonder if writing the book is actually an urge to change conditions, because I have this thing I want to create. That's the source yoga thing. And it's very hard for me. So I have all this inspiration for yoga and everything, but I have a real hard time putting it into a system.
Excellent.
So I thought when I make a book, maybe things will become more concrete.
When you thought, when you came up with that idea, or when you were ready to receive the idea and you were inspired?
I was inspired.
Absolutely. Yeah. You had to come to this place where you were trying to do it on your own. You were trying to push past fear. You're trying to make it happen. You were trying to be more powerful than you normally are. You're trying to organize it all and do it all and all this stuff. And by doing all of that, which is all expansive, you came to a point where you realized or you received the inspiration to put it down on paper or put something down on paper or let it flow. But when you say, I came up with this idea, well, that's fine and dandy, but it's sort of a limited way to look at it. What if you said to yourself, I somehow became a vibrational match to this inspired idea that was waiting for someone, because this idea will come into physical reality at some point. You just became the first person to become a vibrational match to it, as far as you know. There could be someone else on the other side of the planet that you haven't met yet that's working on the exact same thing. But nonetheless, you became a vibrational match to it. Now, you're a match to the idea. You're a match to the idea of writing a book and putting down whatever flows through you on paper so that it becomes a blueprint or something that would be easier for other people to follow. Something where you don't have to just off the top of your head explain what it is. You will have a whole manuscript there. Now, who chooses the words that goes in that book?
I do.
Let's imagine that the book is already written. Mm-hmm. What language are you writing the book in?
English.
Okay. So let's imagine that you're sitting down there and you're typing out the words that are coming. Is that what it feels like to you?
Yeah.
Or does it feel like you're receiving a thought and you're translating the thought into English?
No, I'm not translating it into English.
What we're saying is that think of a volcano. Okay. Are you receiving the letters that spell volcano? Or are you seeing a picture of a volcano and typing volcano? Mm-hmm. We say it would be a little bit easier if you just realized that you're going to receive thought and you're going to use your own words to describe the thoughts that are coming to you. Now, sometimes you will actually receive a specific word when necessary, but generally you'll be just choosing words that you know.
Yeah.
And most of the time, whether you're consciously aware that you know every one of those words or whether there's a new word that you're not really familiar with, but somehow you've known that word, you know the words. You know the words. When we say butterfly, you know how to spell butterfly. You know what it means. You know that word. And so when you're receiving ideas, you're receiving ideas that you know how to type them out. Now, what makes it tricky here is if you attach yourself to the thoughts that are coming to you and to the way that you're writing them out. And you say, oh, if I was a better writer, I'd write it differently. If English was my native language, I'd write it differently. Or is this the way that a American or an Englishman would write that same sentence? You see, then comes in the doubt. And in the doubt, it sort of puts a little static in that connection with the source flowing through you, the source of all information, the source of this book that has already been written, you see. And so all you need to do now is detach yourself from any of it. You are only receiving thoughts. They may even seem like words, but the thoughts are coming down and you're typing them out. You can always go back and retype it. You can always go back and have someone else proofread it. You can always have someone edit it. You don't have to worry about any of it. This process, we promise you, is not for anyone else. It's for you. Why? because you have an idea of what source yoga is, but you only have 1% of the idea. The rest of it is going to be coming to you. And this is one way that you're going to receive it. And as you're writing it out, it might sound like a bunch of gibberish. And then you'll go back and maybe you'll correct the typos and you'll read it again and it'll make more sense. And you'll read it again, it'll make more sense. And you read it again, it makes more sense. And as you go along with this process, however it comes out, when you are doing yoga and you're inspired to do something that you might have done a little bit differently, that's part of the process. When you're going along and someone complains about something, that's part of the process. When you find someone who's totally confused and they don't get what you're talking about, that's part of the process. It's all part of it. It's all perfect, you see. But from a human perspective, you say, there should be no problems. I should be the best in the world at this thing I'm doing. I should be able to push past my fear. It should be obvious to everyone who reads it, which it can't be, obviously. It could only be obvious to those who are vibrational match to it. But here's the interesting thing. You're the first to become a vibrational match to it. That means no one else is at your level of understanding. So then as you write this book or pamphlet or flyer or make a video or all the things that you will do, you allow others to be guided to this information. And they start at square one. Interest, desire. And then they become a match to the information, whatever level. So imagine you wrote a book, you had a flyer, you taught a class, you made a video. They might come on any of those vehicles. And then they will be pulled up to another vibration and get a clearer idea of what it is. And then say, oh, this is different than what I've been used to before, but I see how this is a elevated version of what I was doing before. I see how it's more connected. I see how it's more based in love. And I see how we are dropping the attachment to a leader. We no longer need a leader. We are our own leaders.
Exactly.
And what you're doing by this modality is teaching people the eternal truth that everything is found inside and nothing is found by following any leader, because the leader could never know you. The leader only knows him or herself. And so when you look at yourself, how did you of all people on the planet get to this position? Well, you have no interest in being a leader. You have none of that ego-driven desire and charisma and need for validation at that level that the prior leaders had. But the prior leaders needed that to get to that level. And that paved the way for you. A completely different system where once humans were following leaders, and they would not do anything if there wasn't a leader to follow. And now they're, some of them are ready to become their own leaders. And this is the perfect system. So every inspiration that you have, you'll have to push past fear. Your greatest power, and all of you who are listening here, your greatest power will always be found by pushing past the most intense fears. That's a trick of physical reality, isn't it? Sure, you can push past the little fears. You could go to the store and buy an apple. There's not much fear in that. You can call your mother on her birthday. Well, there's a little fear there, but you have enough guilt that will make you do it. You see? You can do those things that you've done before. Anything you've done before now becomes quite easy because you've had the expansive experience and gained the confidence knowing you've done it before. Anything brand new is much more intense in its ability to create fear. And so you have to understand this going in. This is new for me. I've never done it before. Who am I to do it? I have all these limiting beliefs about my unworthiness. What am I thinking? This could be a waste of time. Who's going to read it? I might get criticized. I might get rejected. Whatever. When you push past those fears, your power comes through. And so you will find that you will have this ability to put those words on paper. Every single day when you wake up, you'll have the inspiration to write some more. And every single day you'll have fear. I don't have time. I don't know what I'm going to write, which is the biggest one. And yet you'll have to push past that fear, sit down, start typing. And at the end of that typing, you might be a little exhausted because you're riding a bucking bronco there the whole time you're doing it. But at the end of the day, you'll have great satisfaction with what you've written. And when you finish a chapter, you'll have great satisfaction. When you finished a section, you'll have a great satisfaction. And when you finish the book, you'll have great satisfaction. And when the book goes into print, you'll have great satisfaction. And at each stage, you'll learn about yourself more and you'll have more clarity and you'll learn about this subject more and you'll know where it's going, what it's for. You'll have more faith in it. You'll be able to stand behind it fearlessly, defend it to those who might not understand it, explain it to those who are ready to hear about it, teach it to those who are ready to teach it to others. Champion it because you know that it's truth. Now, at this stage, you can't know that. You have no idea what it is. It's just a little spark, a little spark that you'll have to fan the flames to turn it into a fire that is like any other world-changing phenomenon that's ever been created. Now, here's the interesting thing about the system. Because humans are generally based in fear, if it was easy to manifest world-changing things like this, most of those things would be based in fear or would be detrimental to the forward movement. And so fear plays a good part in limiting people from doing anything that's destructive. However, it also limits those of you who are receiving inspiration to bring something brand new to physical reality. If the thing you're bringing is based in fear and control, then it's not needed in this reality at this time. If it's based in love and acceptance for the benefit of providing people with a glimpse of who they truly are, then you must know that it has the entire power of the universe back behind it. And you will receive everything you need every step of the way.
Right. Thank you very much. Thanks.
And all of you who are having inspired ideas, the same thing is true. And all of you, we will tell you, have the potential to receive world-changing ideas at any time. But you have to become a vibrational match to your worthiness to receive the idea. And you have received ideas in the past, and you've poo-pooed them, and you said, it's too much trouble, or I don't have time, or I can't see where that's going, or how will that make any money, or blah, 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 blah. And you've succumbed to that fear, which is also fine. But remember, it's a tug of war going on there, and you are being pulled by your pre-birth intentions to bring something, to bring love in your way into this reality, whether that's a phone call to a friend or some system that changes how people view themselves. It doesn't matter what it is because all manifestations are the same value to the universe. They're all equal. So the phone call to a friend is as valuable as a new process that enhances people's awareness of who they truly are. It's all equal. You'll just have to play with the idea of your worthiness and how powerful this fear is that prevents you from acting on inspiration. Reducing your limiting beliefs will reduce the intensity of that fear, but at some point you will still have to push past whatever fear remains. And the pushing past of the fear is how you expand to higher levels of clarity. Who's next?
Yeah, I've been working on my music more recently, and I find it hard to know when something's finished, say, and part of me is like, is this a fear, you know, like that I want to just carry on tweaking and that's just fear of not like letting it go? Or is that my inspiration to carry on working on this until it's like the final vision?
Whatever you're doing creatively, you're doing not for the manifested result of it or the outcome after it's been manifested. You're doing it for the process in the flow. If you were a basketball player, how long would you play basketball? You might play a half hour, an hour, 2 hours, or till your body gives up. But if you said to yourself, I'm going to play until I get 1,000 points, then it would be drudgery sticking around trying to get all those points. It wouldn't be fun anymore. So if you're producing music, you're going for a time period. And that time period, you start it. Now, the starting part of it, you'll have to push past fear to start it. What else could you be doing? Is this really the best use of your time? Do I have all the stuff I need together? Am I really feeling inspired? Blah, 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 blah. Once you push past the fear, you sit down and you just do what you're inspired to do in that moment. You'll get into a flow. And you can actually pre-pave this flow by meditating first. And also by understanding that you'll have to push past fear, you'll have to get yourself in the room, you'll have to get all the equipment turned on. There'll be steps to take before you hook into that flow. So taking all those steps, raising your own vibration, however you choose to do it, maybe listening to other music or petting a dog or looking at artwork, whatever you do to get into that inspired state will take a few steps. Now, once you're in that state, you just let it go. You let it go. And in that state, you'll be distracted from time to time. Thoughts of what else you have to do might come up. Thoughts of looking at the clock because you've lost track of the time. Maybe you get hungry. Things will come in there to distract you, and you can recenter yourself and get back into the flow. That's always, always part of it. And so as you're enjoying the flow of it, enjoying the flow of it, enjoying the flow of it, not to produce anything of substance, but only in that moment, experiencing the bliss of it, realizing that none of it is you, that it's all inspiration. What instrument to play? What beat to play? Where's that beat coming from? What bridge to put in? What notes to play next? All of that is inspiration. So we think it might be helpful to imagine all of your favorite artists who are now living in the non-physical. You tune into them, they come through you, and you just let them create. And all you're doing is trying to keep up to speed. Wow, that's something. That's something. That's new. That's interesting. Wow, I never thought of that. That's interesting. But if you say, I have to come here and I have to produce something, and it's me, Tom, doing it, and you have a limited view of who Tom is because you have no idea who Tom is. You have no idea in the world. You will always have a limited view of Tom. If you can detach needing Tom to be anything in this, you can simply tap into that brilliance that was available to all the greats. They tapped into it. They may have thought it was them, but it was never them. It was a stream of consciousness that they became vibrationally aligned to. They became the path of least resistance for something brand new. And you have to understand here, it's always new. Now, there's different levels of new. You could say, I want to come up with a song that will be loved by the greatest number of people on the planet. And whatever that is, it would have to not trigger the limiting beliefs of most people. In other words, it'd have to be a little bit bland, you see. Well, if that's not interesting to you, then if you chose to do that, you'd be struggling and efforting to do something you're not really inspired to do. And you could do it, but you personally, Tom, would never be satisfied with it. So you have to realize that you're hooking up into a genre or a small subset of music that might be interesting to you, but might be disregarded by the vast majority of the population. And that's fine. And music is one of those art forms where it's cool to be unique, isn't it? It's cool to be new. A lot of times it isn't appreciated in the beginning. Some of Gary's favorite music written in the 70s and 80s, which was so cutting edge at the time, he now hears in elevators. It's become bland because it's always about the new, always about the cutting edge, the leading edge of whatever that is. Art, music, thought. It's always about the cutting edge. That's what you're interested in. Where can you take this that has never gone there before? By realizing it's not Tom that has to do it. All you have to do is get to the vibration. And we would say, get to the vibration of excitement. Get to the vibration of high concentration, high interest. Tune into the vibration of the cutting edge thing you want to bring forth. And it'll be easy. It'll be miraculous. You'll be blown away by it. But as soon as you start attaching any value to the outcome, thinking this is good, this is bad, this will make me $1 million, or no one will ever want to listen to this, you bring in that doubt. And that doubt causes static so that you cannot hear the notes clearly. And you also have to realize one other thing. You are on the cutting edge of thought just by being in this conversation. You may not realize that yet. You might think you stumbled across this. It just seems interesting. You're going to use it to do something, this, that, or the other. But you have to realize that there's something powerful within you. And that thing, you do not know what it is yet, but it's calling you forward in all these different areas of your life. So you're receiving inspiration in many, many, many different areas of your life. You're holding on to the ones that you think you can do, the music or whatever. We want you to expand that, because through that music will be the next thing, will be a greater understanding, more clarity. But right now, the idea is for you to get into the flow of thought flowing through you in music, so that when you're ready, you can get into the flow of all the other thoughts that will be on an even grander scale. And you're just preparing for this now.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. I'm trying to manifest a new house, but the housing market here in my hometown is really stretched. It's really stressed out. So the prices are going up and up. So I don't suffer from limiting beliefs yet, but it's luring in the back. So how should I move forward in manifesting my own house?
No one suffers from limiting beliefs. They tend to suffer from the difference between their life as they see it now and the desire. That tension between the not having what they want causes them to dislike what they have now, or to see themselves as not free, not abundant, in lack, in limitation, with the underlying knowing that they are the absolute creator of the reality. So we want to start off with this idea here that if you were the creator of your reality and you could snap your fingers, what would you create?
This new house.
Excellent. But that on itself sounds reasonable. But when we say you're the creator of your reality, you can create what you want, a snap of your fingers. Why would you want a house? What does the house give you?
Well, actually, I'm renting now temporarily. So,
remember, you could have anything you want at the snap of a fingers, anything you want. So why would you want a house? If you could have anything, why not a yacht? Why not the grandest hotel in the world? Why not a private island? Why not the ability to be impervious to weather? Why not pure joy all the time? for instance, and this is going to strike a little chord because all of you have beliefs about this, but if you could have anything you wanted and you chose absolute joy, then it wouldn't matter where you were. Wouldn't matter if you're in a tent, wouldn't matter if you're in a park bench, wouldn't matter if you're a mansion. You'd have absolute joy. What you're asking for in the house is an improved condition. What you're asking for in the house is more space, more comfort, more luxury, whatever it is, more shelter, more investment. All of these things that you think you lack now. And we say that, okay, you disagree with us. Go ahead. And what's your disagreement there?
No, I'm splitting up with my girlfriend. So I need a place for myself. And I'm now currently renting something, but that's temporarily. So I just need to move on to my new place. So I want to build up something again. And that's it. Yeah.
Well, exactly what we're saying here now. So we're going to bring it back to the very beginning here. If you could ask for pure joy in anything that you wanted, you would give up this needing of this idea of a house. Are you saying that where you're renting now, you can't find another place like this? You're being forced out of this place, and there is no other place on earth that you could go to have a roof over your head?
No, of course not.
So you have some idea of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have some belief that what you truly want is not possible because houses are too expensive and you're not making enough money and blah, 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 left and right. Okay. So you're trying to figure out how to get what you want with the limiting beliefs that you have now. You're efforting and struggling and controlling your way into a new reality where you have this house because maybe you found a good deal. Maybe you got a huge raise. Maybe you won the lottery, blah, 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 whatever it is. And we're saying, first off, give up the need for the house. Ask for joy. Ask for freedom. Ask for clarity. It's the illusion or the illusion that's causing you to say that this thing that you want is difficult. It's a total illusion because if you are the creator of your reality, then all you have to do is move your vibration to that level where the thing you want is. Without the limiting beliefs, you could do it instantly, right? It would manifest into your reality, but you don't have enough evidence to say, okay, I've been working this job a long time. I know exactly how much money I get every week. That's where my abundance comes from. With this level of abundance, what can I afford? On my own, I can't really afford much. Limiting belief, limiting belief, limiting belief, limiting belief, limiting belief, limiting belief.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned a job, because I was declared redundant last week, but I didn't have any limited beliefs. So I already applied for another job. So, but looking at the house, for me, okay, I can get enough mortgage. That's no issue, but I want to be able to afford my life as I want to. So it's basically a matter of, okay, I can step in very high, no issue, but then I pay a lot of money per month. So I want to keep that low, so have enough money to spend, you know, so.
Which is pointing out your limiting beliefs right there. And we really appreciate you joining us in this conversation because from your perspective where you are, you have limiting beliefs. And so it's very difficult at this time for you to comprehend exactly what we're saying. But for others listening to this right now, they are getting to see your limiting beliefs. They're getting to understand that you are buying into this illusion that it takes, we'll just say, money to get what you want, okay? and that you have an idea of how to manifest things, because you've always manifested everything you want from your perception by taking steps that would get you there. I want a car. I need a job. I get a job. I can afford a car. I want a girlfriend. I go to a party. I talk to a girl. I have a girlfriend. All these steps you think is how it leads you there. But at the beginning of all this stuff is the inspiration. The inspiration to apply to that job. The inspiration to go to that party. The inspiration to talk to that person. All this stuff is start and ends with inspiration. But the inspiration gets blocked by the limiting beliefs. And you have to realize that when you say, I want $1 million house, that's a limiting belief, because you don't want $1 million house. You want joy. You want clarity. You want to see through the illusion. You want to know who you are. You want to be limitless. You want to be fully abundant. You want to be absolutely free. The thing you think you want that will enhance your life in any way, shape, or form is a limited version of who you truly are. Now, we're talking to you on a radically high level, on the leading edge of the leading edge of thought, just so you can see, and the other people listening can see, that without the limiting beliefs, you would have no limitations. Yet the limiting beliefs exist. But when you say things like, the real estate market is tough or stretched tightly in my area, and prices are high, and I can't afford it, you are simply self-limiting, being self-limiting. Now, on the other side of that, this is to ignore reality. And that's absolutely what we're not asking you to do. All we're asking you to do is rethink those beliefs. If you believe that your income is tied to a job, whether it's the job you had before, the job you're going to get, then you are limited where abundance can flow. Now, if you think, on the other hand, that that is only one source and that you're fully abundant in every area, and that if you were focused in a way that was in line with who you truly are, with your passions and interests, with what you love, well, as difficult as that may be, as hard, as much effort, not effort, as much time, not time, as much concentration and focus that you'd have to put into that thing, because you'd have to push past worthiness on every level. All right. Let's imagine this. Let's imagine that you could relax your limiting beliefs. You maintain your alignment, which you're doing an excellent job, by the way. We commend you on that. Not getting upset when you lost your job is proof to the universe that you're on another level altogether. Being excited that you lost that limited form of income is another higher way to look at it, a higher perspective. Now, imagine this. You give up need for anything. You maintain your alignment. You get an idea, and then you hate that idea. You say that's the stupidest idea in the world. The idea is to go online and research some interesting new technology. And you're like, I don't want to do that. That's never going to lead me anywhere. I don't have time for that. I should be looking for a job. I should be doing all these other things I need to do. I don't have time to just go down the rabbit hole of this pie in the sky idea. But that inspiration, we're telling you, 100% is going to lead you to everything you want in this life. Every single thing you want. It will always be inspiration. It'll never be effort and struggle and urge to control the conditions or any of the hard work it takes to manifest a modicum of control in this reality. It's always inspiration. But to have inspiration, you have to be in alignment. And when you're in alignment, when you receive inspiration, there's always going to be fear. So that fear now is traced back to a limiting belief. You may not think it's a limiting belief to believe that the real estate market in your area is tight, because those people buying $10 million houses do not think that. They think this is the best time ever to buy. this is going, look how hot this real estate market is. 10 years from now, it'll be double that. That's what they're looking at. Totally different perspective. For them, they're looking at the value of these properties in 10 years and going, this is the best time ever to buy. And they're buying left and right, doing whatever they can do to buy. They're not thinking about being stretched out of their life, because if they bought a $10 million house and in 10 years it turns into a $30 million house, guess what? They didn't pay a penny for that. They made money on it. You see, it's a complete different mindset. So the limiting belief, whether you can see it or not, where you're living it or not, is always going to be the thing that brings up the fear. Always. And that's where you start, at that limiting belief. But then you have to realize that you're going to receive inspiration. You're going to have to act on that inspiration. And it may sound crazy to everyone outside of you. So don't tell them. Just take the little action you can. Be calm, be patient, but realize that there is no movement to a preferred life by holding on to your limitations, and everything is a limitation. So rethink everything in a brand new way. That's a brilliant question. We thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Joshua.
We have time for one more question. This should be the silliest question ever asked in the history of the world. This is the group to ask it. There's someone in this group who has a silly question that's ready to fire. Who's got that question?
I do.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. I can go?
Yes.
I have a question, because every manifestation event that's been happening for like 3 months that is like the worst one for me is relating to either a cat pooping in my house or dog poop, like the dog stepping in the dog poop and then walking in my house. And then last night I had a dream about dog poop in my dream. And it's like, why is this still
because
happening?
It relates to absolute abundance.
Okay. How though?
When you get over this thing you think is gross, mm-hmm. then nothing's going to stop in your way. Because okay. if you look at dog poop and cat poop and say, this is gift from God. This is the most beautiful substance in the world. This is divine. This is pure love. If you can see that as love, then nothing will be not love. If you can see shit as love, then everything has to be love. And when you see everything as love, then you have it all. That's it. That's the key to understanding how to operate in this universe. See everything as love. You saw it as shit. Shit's bad. Shit's no longer bad. Shit is love. Everything's love. Boom. You just open up. The most brilliant question in the history of the world. We thank you for asking that. This is an amazing group of level 9 thinkers. You have to understand you are at a higher level than the rest of the planet. You have to know who you are. You are not here by accident. Whether you're on this call now or listening to a later date, you have to know that you got here. You got here now, and now you're thinking in a brand new way. And with that thinking, you unlock new ideas. And with those new ideas, you gain more clarity. And with more clarity, you gain more expansion.
And this is the third email I got today.
To discover who you truly are. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joshua.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
We're going to the beach.
Bye. Have fun, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
I really love that last conversation about the poop, because if you can embrace poop and you think about, well, what does it mean? It means that I have a pet. I have a cat I love. I have a dog I love. This is part of the whole thing about having pets. You get the good and the bad. But if you can see it as all good, because you have something to love and something that loves you, and you attracted that and you really want that in your reality, you wouldn't want a dog that never pooped, because that would be weird, right? So yeah, like the fur and the shedding and the poop and the crankiness and the occasional biting and the loving and the cuddling and the kissing and all that stuff too. It's all part of the same thing. The point here is that you change your entire perception of what you once thought was bad and wrong, and you include it in the perfection of the whole experience. Okay, so we're going to do the last boot camp sometime in March. It'll be boot camp number 14. if you want to get in on that boot camp, and there are a limited number of spaces, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. I'll send you more information. And if you're willing, if you push past your fear, we'll get together on a Zoom call and I'll explain the whole thing to you. It's a really painless process that everyone enjoys. And you'll know absolutely if the boot camp is right for you or not. And so will I. So we'll figure it out. It'll be great. Also, please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends. And if you could, right now, leave a review wherever you're listening for this. It takes a bit of fumbling around with that, but if you could leave a review, that really helps. Okay, thanks again for being here and enjoy your week. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.